Police have been using everything from ballistics tests to military reconnaissance planes to try to identify and locate the sniper. Elsewhere in the country, cell phones are becoming increasingly important in tracking and prosecuting criminals. Peter John Schuler reports from member station KQED.
Black and white images of G-men tapping phone lines are familiar to any late-night TV addict. But now technology has taken it one step further. Cellular phones make it possible to track a suspect on the move. Rob Davis is the deputy chief for the Bureau of Investigations at the police department in San Jose, California.
Through the phone companies, we can determine which cell tower, you know, this guy who was using a cell phone at a certain time was closest to, and also if there was a transfer from one cell tower to another, so that you can actually pinpoint an individual's geographic location based upon their cell phone use.
The location of a suspect can be tracked within a radius of a few miles down to a few blocks, depending on the area and the type of cellular service. Even when a phone call isn't being made, as long as the phone is on, it's constantly sending out a signal to the nearest cellular antenna, essentially saying, here I am, over and over again. Steve Lowney is a deputy DA in Silicon Valley. He says this combination of features allows officers and prosecutors to do everything from tracking down fugitives to disproving an alibi.
If you can show that the individual cell phone was being used at a certain time and at a certain place, that's going to be at least circumstantial evidence that they were there talking at that time.
Cell phone records have been used to crack such high-profile investigations as the abductions and murders in California earlier this year of 7-year-old Danielle Van Dam and 5-year-old Samantha Runyon. But officials say they're just as useful in cases that don't make the headlines. FBI Special Agent Andrew Black describes a recent case tracking down a murder suspect in San Francisco.
We knew that he was using a cell phone. With the help of the cell phone company, we were able to ascertain in which areas he was placing calls from on his move, and that led us to an area that we could narrowly search for him.
And they found him. As with traditional telephone investigations, all this snooping requires court orders, search warrants, or subpoenas, and it sometimes puts companies in an uneasy alliance with law enforcement. Michael Altschul is with a cellular industry trade group. He says law enforcement's right to cell phone information is not automatic.
It's only in the most exceptional of circumstances, for example, a kidnapping in progress or some other kind of crime in progress, where law enforcement is able to convince a court to provide that kind of location information. This is not the normal part of a court order.
The whole trend worries privacy advocates who say cell phones are qualitatively different from landlines. And they say law enforcement should face more stringent obstacles in order to track cell phones. David Sobel is general counsel with the Electronic Privacy Information Center. He says tracking a cell phone is a particularly invasive violation of a person's freedom of movement.
Prior to the existence of this technology, it wasn't possible to really go back and reconstruct very precisely where a particular individual had been at a particular time.
And the problem is only going to get worse. Phone companies are now working on how to locate phones with pinpoint accuracy, so emergency response teams can answer 911 calls from cellular users. Once that's possible, warn privacy advocates, law enforcement won't be far behind in using that feature to track and locate suspects. For NPR News, I'm Peter John Schuler in San Jose, California.